You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Found us. It's Animal Radio. This is where we celebrate the connection with our pets. And if you want to talk to Dr. Debbie, if you have a vet medical question, or Joey Villani with your grooming questions, also this hour, Francesca Marcigliano will be joining us. And he is the author of Sally Forth and the books I Could Pee on This and I Could Pee on This Too. And you tell me that he's been on several times before?
Oh, three, four times.
Really?
I think this is his fourth time.
Wow. Okay. Well, very funny guy. I just remember one other time, but you're the producer, so you must know. Was I here?
Yes, you were here. Well, okay. You were here, but I don't know if you were here.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
We never know if you're really here, Hal.
Sure. Let's go to the phones. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. In just a few minutes, we're going to check the news with Miss Lori Brooks. What are you working on?
You know, over in the corner of my office, you guys have been giving me a difficult time about my cat tower.
I like
because
it.
Because it is.
I do.
Well, it serves a purpose, but I mean, it just is so ratty looking. But how do you keep something nice looking when cats are clawing on it all the time? So I did some research and found a company that is it's called Polycat Towers. And it's new material. It's non-toxic, has no odor to it. They don't use glue, staples. It's amazing. So we're going to check it out.
Hey, that's on the way, so listen up, cat lovers. Let's go to the phones. 1-866-405-8405. Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you doing this fine day?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Oh, we're calling from Colorado.
I love Colorado. That's my hometown is Colorado.
Oh, whereabouts?
I was born and raised in Denver, Colorado. Now I have a southern drawl that I just didn't have 30 seconds ago.
But... Where'd that come from?
What's going on, Ken?
Oh, you know, I was listening to a driver last week, and I listen to your radio as I'm normally working on Sunday. And, you know, I'm a truck driver, and I have a dog that travels with me. And I hear other dogs, you know, with trucks out there also. But my main concern is I have a corgi that runs around with me in my truck. He's been on the truck for almost 3 years. And, you know, I took him back here a couple of weeks ago to get, you know, his checkup and everything. Uh-huh. And his enzymes in his liver was a little high.
Oh,
wow.
And the doctor was thinking he ingested something. And I'm like, well, you know, I got him on a pretty good leash all the time. And he's, you know, he's never really into anything. And we kind of narrowed it down to when she found out where he is walking around truck stops and like rest areas. And there's a lot of overspray of pesticides in the area that I run, you know, with farmlands and stuff. And they lick their paws and they actually ingest it that way.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that, Dr. Depp?
Yeah, I never heard of it either, and, you know, we got to talking about it, and, you know, there's a couple of steps you can do. Is number one, always watch where you walk your dog, especially at a truck stop if there's oil on the ground. You know, they ingest it through that way. It's like getting a little pair of booties for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just going to say, that would be exactly the first thing I would do is put little booties on these guys when you got them out walking.
Exactly, and especially with the mag chloride that they're putting down now, you know, for the ice melt or the salts that they put down. And, you know, I never even thought about that stuff until we got this report. You know, I mean, he's fine. I mean, he's definitely a healthy dog. He's one of the healthiest corgis you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm. And, so his liver enzymes are back to normal now?
Yes, everything is back to normal. He's fine. You know, we just, you know, did that worming, you know, tested him for worms. And that's when the doctor found out about those enzymes. And I would just love to tell the other drivers out there, really keep an eye out where you walk your dog.
Doc, what about those sanitary wipes that they do for pets that you can wipe their paws? How effective are those?
Any good?
Well, it might be something you can try short of the booties. But really, a lot of times it's really kind of hosing them off and really getting the all the particulates and the things off the skin surface. That can be tough in a really furry dog foot. So it might be something you can try. And I do have some clients that will do that, mostly because of not just, you know, pesticides and things like that, but just environmental allergens. So some dogs have grass allergies. So coming in from outdoors, you know, we may wipe their feet down with a damp towel. Yeah, it depends a bit on our concern level. I'd say for Ken's purposes, gosh, I would be super vigilant. I think the booties would be the way to go when he's out in the kind of unknown areas. But yeah, some of those sprays they put down for devegetation, they can be some interesting stuff.
Well, so I got to think, even at the truck stops there where there's oil on the ground and antifreeze and all kinds of crap on the ground from the trucks.
You got it.
Yeah, and I never thought about that until we had them tested. And now I'm like, you know, my dog has walked, you know, we walk basically the same areas all the time. But now it's, you know, he's literally in booties.
And your baby, you know, some of the challenges with folks that truck is that, you know, your dog is going through a lot of environments. So parasites, you know, definitely a huge concern going across country, heartworm, internal parasites, and these different environmental toxins. We may not always know what we're going through in some of the areas. So I think it does raise some awareness just to fellow drivers out there to really be vigilant with your little ones.
If you ever seen my corgi, everybody that's ever seen him, I mean, he is the perfect corgi. I mean, he's perfect weight, you know, but this dog here, even my vet is like, wow, he's the healthiest dog I ever seen.
It must be because you listen to Animal Radio, you're getting all these great tips, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love it, you know, and I really just discovered you a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. I thank you for listening. I appreciate it, and give your corgi a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio. 1-866-405-8405. That is toll free to connect in with our dream team.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.